This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, thank you. It's hour number two. We're underway. We got a lot to get to tonight. And, of course, it is relationship night because the one and only Ashley Papa has joined us. Yes. She's a favorite around here. We're grateful to have her. And she now joins us live from somewhere in the New York Tri-State area, I believe. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Just promise me you won't bring up politics at all in our segment tonight.
I promise if you promise.
I can't deal with this anymore. Can it be November 10th yet, please? Oh, what an ugly, ugly week, you know? And it's like we still have a month of this to go. Anyway, this is one of the reasons why I like doing relationship night with you because, as I have said many, many times, and, you know, you've never responded to this assertion that I make, so I don't know if it's just silent agreement or you're pulling the wool over our eyes and you really disagree, but I believe that relationships are the most important thing in life. I believe that they are key to everything that you do. You've never asserted that when we've had these conversations.
Well, I actually agree. I think so. I mean, the relationships we have with our significant other, our parents, our children, our coworkers, you know, those matter more than, you know, anything else, really.
Yeah. Well, and your boss, your employees, how you treat people, it all goes into the whether or not you end up. Hey, think about, like, even someone that works in sales. If you're really a horrible people person, are you going to be a good salesperson? Probably not.
No.
In fact, if you really suck at people, you're going to probably not ever hit your budget because you're just never going to be thinking about how can I make their life better? How can I help them get ahead? What can I do that's going to help? Because that's the way sales works. You help solve a problem for them. They help solve a problem for you, and it seems to be fairly reciprocal. But anyway, yes, we will set aside the election for the next little bit. Although if you've called and you're on hold, hold on. I'm going to get to your comments before we're done tonight, I promise. But we only have Ashley once every month or so here on the weekend show, and we're so grateful to have her. You've written about a lot of different things, but for people that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about what you do by way of your writing. You write for Fox News, you write for your own blog, you write for other relationship sites. Why is this such a passion for you?
Well, you know, I got into writing about this because, as you know, I work in the news industry, and it's a good outlet because it makes me more well-rounded, and I think that people don't realize that relationships are more than just the romantic ones. They're about, like, the ones that all the kinds that you can have. So yeah. I got into writing about it just because I wanted to research more for myself and, you know, just to broaden, you know, what I cover in my journalistic career. And, you know, I get a lot of good feedback on it, and I've been doing it for several years now. So
yeah.
You can find my stuff on FoxNews.com, on my website, AshleyPapa.com. As you know, I have my radio feature on Fox News.
Yep, I forgot to introduce you to the audience on that one. She's the host of the feature called Fox on Love. It's heard on most of the Fox News outlets over the weekend. It airs in the newscasts. Many of the stations that take this broadcast would hear your voice on that. And this week you dealt with a topic on Fox on Love. Don't be afraid to set boundaries in your relationship. First of all, I'm guessing that people do get afraid to set boundaries. Why? And secondly, why are they so slow to say, well, yeah, that's a good idea? What's the hesitation to putting boundaries into relationships?
Well, I think people feel that, you know, there's a difference between having your boundaries and your non-negotiables and, you know, having, you know, standards or wishes in a relationship. And your non-negotiables and deal breakers should be things that really, you know, if your date does not match these certain things or does this, then he should be he or she should be, like, gone. Just, like, drop it. And, you know, it's important to stick with those. And a lot of times people have their deal breakers, non-negotiables, but then, you know, say this other person doesn't meet them, they kind of justify them, when the reality is you're kind of shortchanging yourself. So sticking with your deal breakers and having these things, like, you know, in your head, knowing that if he, she smokes, if that's a deal breaker for you, then it's, you know, you shouldn't be with a smoker. Unless it's something that is, if it's not a deal breaker, then fine, you can work. You know,
if people are willing to compromise on their deal breakers, it's really a statement of what kind of low opinion of themselves that they have, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, these things should be something that should be completely, like, off limits with who you date. But if you're willing to negotiate these and justify these, then, you know, maybe you need to look more inside and see why you're willing to do that.
Yeah. Especially if they are genuinely true deal breakers and they are reasonable. Like, you know, that's the other thing. When you're in a relationship, it's a collaborative process. You're working together to try to achieve a harmonic relationship. And if you're the only one giving up things and sacrificing and putting yourself out there, then you got to ask yourself, is there really a relationship being reciprocated here?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. So, you know, maybe it's not something that you're ready for. Maybe you're dealing with some other things that you need to work on first before you jump into a relationship.
Well, if you want to read more about this, you can go to the Fox News website, foxnews.com, and look for the Fox on Love feature. And she's got a written version and an audio version, both that you can pay attention to and listen and enjoy there. Ashley writes about a broad range of things as it relates to the relationships. And I'm always very intrigued by some of the cornerstone elements that you think, well, I don't know, maybe you don't. Maybe... for instance, the talk, when to have the talk, when to not have the talk, how to have the talk, what should the talk include, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, Ashley, of a more intriguing topic. When I was, not yet married to the lovely bride, and I was kind of out there, and even when we were dating and we would be with her friends, and I would hear them talk about these things. And it seems like the talk is always so mysterious and so, I don't know, monumental in terms of whatever. To me, it always just seemed to make sense. And I was like, if somebody's not willing to have the talk with you, then what's the issue here? But you've written a new piece. This is for another website, not Fox News, but you can find it at AshleyPapa.com. She has all of her things linked there. The right way to have, quote, the relationship talk. First of all, define the relationship talk. What constitutes the official talk?
Well, I'm talking about when you're dating somebody and you're kind of trying to figure out if you're exclusive, if you're in a committed relationship. So you're still wondering if, you know, you're their boyfriend and you're his girlfriend, you know, and you're trying to figure out if you're, you know, that exclusive couple yet. And, you know, maybe you haven't discussed it and the actions aren't there. So you're trying to find out. And, you know, sometimes you have to try and bring this up. And a lot of times it comes naturally. So if it's not coming naturally to you, how do you bring it up with the other person?
Is that automatically a bad sign right there?
You know, I honestly think it is.
Because if you're wondering and you have literally no sign from them, that seems to be that they're not wondering, but they're not leaning in the same direction that you're kind of hoping that they're leaning in. So,
mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I talk to a lot of guys, actually, who say that they hate having this talk. That it should come naturally, that you kind of just know if you're spending all your time together, if you're spending weekends with each other, if you're introducing them to family and friends, if you're talking about them to family and friends, and maybe you're not introducing them as your boyfriend or girlfriend, but you know, you can just kind of tell, then you don't need to have the talk, because a lot of guys like just don't like to have that talk.
Hi, I'm David, and this is my buddy, Ashley. Ashley and I, we do a lot of fun things together. We buddy around a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
If somebody's calling you buddy, I mean, this is the last thing you want to be.
Well, yeah, but that's usually probably a sign that you might not be the only attention he's giving out, maybe during the course of a week or a month.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not willing to have this discussion with you, or you have to wonder why. Like, are they seeing other people? Are they not into you that much like that?
Yeah.
You know, you really got
to
question.
Well, you've written about this, the right way to have the relationship talk. When we come back from this break, I want to kind of delve into the right way to have it, because there's people listening, and who knows, maybe we're going to help some poor chap figure out why his girlfriend hasn't been all that pleased with him. And we're going to give him the right tools to do this with when we continue with Ashley Papa here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're also going to take your calls. I know a bunch of you want to weigh in on the Trump thing, but I'd love having the Ladies Lounge and the ladies of the of Radio Night Live coming on and giving us their insights on these areas. They help us a lot in doing so. And again, relationships the most important thing in all the world. By the way, being brought to you in part by MyPillow, four pillows for the price of just one when you use my code 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Coming right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
Hey, it's Gavin McCullough. It is the Moonlight Night. There on Biz TV, you're seeing a live shot of Midtown, and it's a beautiful night, actually, in New York. We've had much worse before, that's for sure. Radio Night Live is the place you're tuned, and we are talking to Ashley Papa because it's relationship night. We love it in the ladies' lounge when we get into some of these things that actually benefit us, not just griping about life and the situation. So, Ashley, what are some of the keys to having the talk the right way? You delve into this in a brand new article that's on your website, but help us out here. What's the best way to go about doing this?
Well, the key is to not do it too soon. I mean, if you just start dating somebody, and even if you are seeing them every day for a week, don't do it after a week asking them, so are we boyfriend and girlfriend or what? You know, give it some time.
You sound 12 when you do that, by the way. Like, are we going steady? What does that mean? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Do they even use that term anymore?
When they're in sixth grade.
90s thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you want to hold off on doing that too soon. One of the experts I quoted in the article says to wait 2 months. But again, like, relationships progress at different speeds. So if you're, you know, seeing each other every day, you know, maybe you want to bring it up earlier. If you're seeing each other once, twice a week, then maybe you wait a little bit longer.
Right.
So, you know, timing is key. Also, kind of have your expectations, knowing what you want and knowing how you feel. So if you feel like you are kind of boyfriend and girlfriend and you want to be exclusive, if they don't say that's what they want, then you really have to think about whether it's worth continuing on with this person, because a lot of times you can't change a person. You know, they kind of have their mind set. So, you know, also keep that in mind when you're having discussion.
Okay, what's something that you absolutely shouldn't do when planning to have the talk?
We don't want to, like, bring it up on them, like, randomly, you know. Kind of give them a little bit forewarning.
Like, should you start, like, softening the ground, like sending the Air Force before the artillery, but, like, you know, I'd like to, in the days to come, think about having a chat about how serious we are, something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, keep it, you know, you don't want to, like, cost them. And, again, do it in person. You don't want to have this kind of conversation.
Right.
Like, on a Saturday night. So, you know, giving them, you know, this is a serious conversation. It's not something that, you know, you're not going to take lightly.
Yeah.
So, you know, and make sure you have your... You know what you want to say and have your expectations as well.
Well, and if it turns out the right way, it may be the most important conversation of your life. So good to try to plan well, effectively on that. We're speaking with Ashley Papa, the relationship writer for FoxNews.com, also the host of Fox on Love on many of these same radio stations all across the country. Okay, Ashley, another piece that you've authored, and people can get it at AshleyPapa.com, that's P-A-P-A.com, is falling in love too fast really a bad thing? And I'm very interested in your answer to this, because when I met the lovely bride, I was pretty much head over heels in about 6 hours. Like, I was gone. I was just a sucker. Psh, forget that she could have, whatever. It's just, I was done. I knew that I wanted to pursue her. It took her a lot longer. It took her a few months, actually, to be confident that it was the right decision for her. So what is the answer? Is falling in love too fast a bad thing?
I would say not at all. I mean, I think you have to, like, pay attention, because a lot of times when you meet someone and you're spending time with them in the beginning, there's all those chemicals going on and you're lusting after the person, so you might be confused and think that you are in love with the person. So, you know, it takes some time to really get to know somebody else. And again, like we talked about in the last piece, a lot has to do with how much time you're spending together.
Right.
So if you're spending a lot of time together in the beginning and you learn a lot about this person early on, you can fall in love with somebody quickly, and that's not a bad thing. And, you know, I can speak from experience. You know, I felt like my boyfriend and I have been together for, you know, over a year now. We started saying, I love you, and we meant it after, you know, a couple of weeks because we've been spending a lot of time together and we really got to know each other.
Hmm. Well, and that's a good sign. And in the lovely bride's defense, she did not want to say something that she felt like she would at some point need to take back. And so she just proceeded on a very cautious level. We weren't seeing each other a lot. We were, I was living in Chicago. She was living in Los Angeles. And it took us a while to be able to work it out where we could get to see each other on a regular basis. But after the first kind of day we spent together in the LA area, I was a goner. Like, that was it. There were other girls that had, that were trying to get my attention at that time, and they were done for. It was hopeless after that. And it was, as you've talked about with me before, but on the holistic side of everything in life that matched up. It wasn't just, you know, that we were attracted to each other or that there was this one, you know, thing that we liked or whatever. It was like we saw the world the same way. The worldview was the same. Our interests were the same. Our politics matched up, which was kind of cool as well. I'd never dated anybody that, you know, was as strong in those areas as I was, and it was kind of cool on my end. So how do you know if you're falling in love too fast, and what should you do about it if you think you might be?
Well, if you feel like you are, I mean, you kind of need to take a step back and, you know, think if it's really love or if it's just lust. And, you know, the last, you know, things that happen quickly can often end quickly if you don't have, you know, if you don't have all your answers there. You know, if you're just acting on impulse, that's where it can get bad and you kind of miss red flags. And then in the end, you can really, you know, hurt yourself if you feel you're falling in love with somebody. You don't even acknowledge, like, their flaws or stuff, you know, their deal breakers that you have.
Sure.
Then it can be very risky. Sometimes you luck out and you do fall in love fast with somebody who you really are in love with. So, you know, it just, you don't want to go too fast. You just want to make sure that you know enough about this person to really feel like you can love them.
Well, it sounds like solid advice to me, so I'm going to tell people to read it and pay attention to it and get it. Go to AshleyPapa.com. You can see all the things, all the subjects she's written about, and there's a real encyclopedia there. If you it's search term enabled, you can go on there and, best tips for first date. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can look through Ashley's website and get advice on, and you really done a good job of interviewing great experts in these areas. It's not just your opinions on everything. A lot of this stuff is really proven.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I mean, I like to talk to people who research this stuff. You know, I consider myself more of a journalist reporter rather than an expert on it.
Yeah.
So I'm interviewing the experts about it.
Well, you spend enough time talking to the people that are smart about it, you're going to get smart about it, too. It's just the way it works.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I feel like I know a lot.
Well, Ashley, thanks for taking time out to be with us tonight. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Of course.
Yeah. All right. Ashley Papa, you can follow her on Twitter at Ashley M. Papa. That's P-A-P-A. The website is AshleyPapa.com. And, of course, you can find her at Fox News Magazine as well. And I encourage you to read all of her stuff. It's really good stuff. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we're coming back from New York. It is Radio Night Live. More of your phone calls now on the top story of the night. What should be done about the Trump dilemma? We're talking to you next. 888-340-3373.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday Night, Radio Night Live in New York, and happy to have you with us. 888-340-3373. Well, I started the show off, an hour and 34 minutes ago. Absolutely. Can it be November 10th yet? Can we please just fast forward? I don't want to do this election anymore. Seriously. But here's the thing. I've thought about it a bazillion times. I don't like what Trump said 11 years ago on that bus being egged on by Billy Bush. I didn't like what he said. If he had said it about the women in my own life, I'd beat him. There's just no restraint within me on that point. But I do not hold that virtue or quality to be equal to the actual evil that Hillary Clinton represents. And so for me, my focus hasn't changed. I will do whatever I have to do to try to do all that I can to prevent her from becoming president of the United States. 888-340-3373. That is not a supportive statement of him. I recognize that. But right now, he's the only thing standing between her and the White House and her choices for the Supreme Court and many other things. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Okay, let's take some calls. Let's go to line one. Danny's in Tampa. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. She's the only thing standing. He's the only thing standing between her and Hillary in the White House, and he won't be standing long, Kevin. There's a reason that all newspapers have not, even one newspaper, even Dallas and Arizona, have not endorsed him and endorsed Hillary. And it's, you know, the
well, if you give a flying fig about what newspaper endorsements mean, I guess that's fine. Important to somebody, debate, but not to me.
The last debate, she played him like a fiddle. She was like a quarterback. She had him all sides, hit the third and three, the third and two consistently, and played the Elisa Machado card. And she was calm under pressure. She was as calm as a cucumber, like Johnny United.
That doesn't make her, Danny. All of your Danny, stop. Have a conversation for once. All of your little cute football analogies aside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's still the devil. I don't care if she can. Stop! I will let you speak again in a second. Take him out.
Trump.
Take him out. Danny, I'm not in the mood for it tonight. We talk back and forth and have a conversation, okay? Your cute little analogies about football aside, I don't care if she hit the third and two. I don't care if she seemed presidential in how she was holding herself. The world is falling apart. We need serious solutions. And she's corrupt, the most corrupt person that's ever run. He's been a buffoon. But there are things that he's willing to do that a lot of people think are actually going to benefit the country through policy, by disrupting what Washington has been doing uninterrupted for the last 40 or 50 years. See you next time, Danny. That's the second national show you've gotten thrown off of this week. I heard you get embarrassed on the Gallagher show earlier, too. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. You're spot on tonight. You just nailed it spot on. And if you sit home, you vote down ballot, you do whatever, you vote third party, you're voting for Hillary by default. But I want you to know, I want you to hear this the way I'm saying it. I would literally vote for Satan before I'd vote for Hillary. This is the same generic playbook, racist, sexist, homophobe, that would have been run against any candidate the Republicans would have put forward, from Ben Carson to Carly Fiorina to Lindsey Graham.
The difference, Frank, is that they wouldn't have had a tape of Ted Cruz on some Access Hollywood bus talking very shadily about women.
Some undue ammunition.
Yes, a lot.
But it would have been, this would have been the same playbook. I mean, but here's the thing. You know, we got a guy in our state, Steve Dace. You know, this guy, I think, would rather see Hillary win, just so he can prove everybody else was wrong for not voting like him, you know, and your comment about the scorched earth is right. She will scorch this earth, and, you know, I'm just saying I'm going to stand for Trump. I don't care who else stands with me. I'm standing for Trump because he's the only alternative we have, or we're going to have a Supreme Court and lower courts and a country we won't recognize, you know, for the next 50 years.
Frank, I've also been saying this on my daily show in the last few weeks, but I really believe it to be true. This is a more parliamentarian election than we've ever had, and the 3,000 people that executive will appoint and put into positions around them count more than ever before. And everyone that works for Hillary is just like her, a cheating, lying, law-breaking scoundrel. And, you know, he's picked really good people to put around him, his judges, his campaign advisors, and now his vice president. Frank, thanks for the call. Got to go. It's Kevin McCullough. More of your calls next.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, 8888. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. It's radio night, and tonight, will he drop out? Will he be asked to drop out? What, you know, what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know. There's a significant number of Republican people that are saying that they are now back to the Never Trump thing and under no circumstances. I had people that, you know, I deeply love and respect that I'm disagreeing with on this, because they're saying under no circumstances can they now vote for him. I will tell you this. It's the ugliest election I've ever gone through. These are the two ugliest candidates I've ever had to deal with in terms of their records and who they are. But it's the difference in understanding, and I happen to know some people that are around Trump, so I've got more information than the average voter. This man is not the man he used to be. But nobody will be convinced of that. So he's going to have to prove that to people. But what was on that tape from 11 years ago is not the same guy that's running for president now. And I just don't know how to tell you that in any other way except to say that the people that I know that have interfaced with him on a deep, deep level all say the same thing in that regard. Now, having said that, I think he's also picked really good people to put around him. And if you're looking at the parliamentary approach to government, understanding that the guy that wins gets to pick 3,000 executives that basically run Washington, D.C., from cabinet members to undersecretaries to all the rest, you're not just putting one person in office. You're putting everything that's associated with them in office, too. And Hillary is the most corrupt, criminal person that we've ever seen nominated. And everything that's happened with the emails and Benghazi and everything related to the investigation into those things has demonstrated how corrupt and how awful she is. And how awful she would continue to be. I don't trust her on the courts. I don't trust her with national security. I don't trust her on the economy. I don't trust her with national defense. I don't trust her on immigration. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is a pillar of something I want my kids to grow up and respect. In fact, I remember saying during the primary that I don't want them to model their lives after him. But hell will freeze over before I stand there and say, okay, let's let Hillary just walk into the White House. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania, line 3. Hello, Walt. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, back in the 90s, during Clinton's impeachment trial, all the liberal Democrats in the media were saying that Bill Clinton should be forgiven and for all of his perjury and his obstruction of justice because it was all just about sex. And now they're making a mountain out of a molehill every time Trump makes a blue remark.
Well, what's funny about that, Walt, thank you for the call. What's funny about that is this isn't new. He wrote about some of this stuff in his book. It's different hearing his voice say the stuff. I will admit that. I was deeply disappointed in hearing the actual audio. But this is part of what he has been in his past. But he also said in his apology he's done things that he believes are wrong, which is as close to him admitting that he's ever been wrong as I think any human being's ever going to see come from his lips. 888-340-3373. Richard in Louisville, line 1. Hi, Richard.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. I can understand why some politicians feel they have to take a high moral tone right now, but I hope that they realize, you know, we have a country to save. I hope we can keep the main thing the main thing. And these people that are trying to, you know, be holier than thou right now will realize, you know, we need to be real about this. We're up against the most corrupt administration, and its continuance that we've ever had. And we need to turn things around. And Trump is the man to do that. And this little thing that happened, surreptitiously recorded private conversation, there was no action taken against anybody and nobody got hurt. And people are really blowing this way out of proportion.
Richard, it was a bunch of guys talking like they do at a frat party about the girls that are in the geometry class. That's all it was.
Exactly. And Trump was trying to get along with them.
Of course he was. He was trying to be the alpha male on the bus. Thanks, Richard, for the call. He was. That's all it was. He was trying to be the big dog. And he was talking about when you're a celebrity and how the women melt in your hands. By the way, it's not completely untrue. I've heard from multiple celebrities that if you're a celebrity, which I'm not, But if you are a celebrity, women seem to offer themselves more freely to you. This has been said by multiple celebrities that I know. It doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make that mindset right. But these were guys in the locker room. That's all this was. Do we have any evidence that Trump has forced himself on a woman? Is there any evidence out there? Is there any evidence out there? If there is, I'm pretty doggone sure Hillary Clinton would have dug it up and put it on the front page. But we do know her husband bit a woman's cheek through while he could rape her and then told her casually when it was all over he'd put himself back together and was about to leave. Might want to have a doctor take a look at that thing. And she didn't come to the woman's aid. She attacked that woman. At another time, Hillary Clinton defended in court a rapist that she knew was guilty and laughed about how easy it was going to be to get him off of the charges. I don't like having to correct myself. Anyway, let's go to line two. Gino's in the Bronx. Hi, Gino.
Well, it's nice to see that Danny the Doofus survived the Hurricane Matthew. Too bad he got left back in fifth grade about 10 times. He didn't survive elementary school. Anyway, here's the deal. You know me by now. The Trumpster is on the ropes, but what got him to where he is what he's got to do tomorrow night. He's got to go on the attack. He cannot let Hillary Clinton take the moral high ground on women and on the comments that he made.
What a joke that is. What a joke. Yeah. And Hillary Clinton take the moral high ground on anything.
He's got to attack her on every single front. There is no tomorrow. If he doesn't do well tomorrow, then it's over. I put my name in on the ballot, and I take Steve Dace. I draft him as my VP. It's all or nothing tomorrow. Hillary Clinton is not the Borg Queen, even though she looks like it, and resistance is not futile. He must attack.
All right, Gino, I got it. Go on the attack. That's you. We're coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
So glad that you're with us. Thank you for spending your Saturday evening with us here in New York, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We had scheduled Ed Klein and Phil Robertson to be with us. We decided to reschedule them for a future date simply because I just had the feeling that you guys wanted to talk and needed to about 2016, and sure enough, that hunch turned out to be right. I just got a tweet from... some dude whose name I don't even recognize, and he said that some broadcaster just said that Hillary thirsted for children's blood, and then he said this guy at KMC Radio, which is my handle on Twitter, is an effing nut. I just want to leave you with this tonight. In the last year, your tax dollars paid Planned Parenthood $500 million. That's $500 million. And they added to that another $42 million. So $542 million, in excess of $500 million to Planned Parenthood. Over the same course of that same year, Planned Parenthood put to death 387,000 children. Now, that works out to about $1,600 per dead kid that your tax dollars came out of your income and gave to Planned Parenthood. Evidently, these numbers of kids, 387,000 dead babies, isn't quite enough for Hillary Clinton, because she pledged on the campaign trail and has reiterated the pledge multiple times in front of, quote, women's voters, that she wants to quadruple the amount of money we give them. So take it from $500 million to $2 billion even. And when you do that, she's expecting that the number of kids killed will also increase. So let's just quadruple that as well. It gets us to an even 1.2 million children a year, mostly black, that Hillary Clinton believes should be dead. I don't know who the observer on Twitter is, but to call me the effing nut kind of misses the point. I've never once wanted to see a child die. And evidently, Hillary wants to so badly, she's willing to promise it while on the campaign trail running for president. See, there is a difference in just being lewd and crass and completely repugnant in one's talk about the other sex, and one being satanically evil and wanting to actually do harm. Hillary Clinton can't be trusted on the economy. She can't be trusted to keep our national security secrets safe. She gave them away on her illegal server. She left our boys in Benghazi, lied to their families, went to Congress and shrugged her shoulders and said, "What difference does it make?" And now she wants to quadruple the number of dead babies that come out of the Planned Parenthood trash bins. I don't know the observer, that's his name, who said, "I'm some sort of effing nut" on Twitter. I just know that the honorable thing is not to kill our kids. And I know that I will let hell freeze over. It'll take hell freezing over before I let Hillary Clinton waltz into the White House. I hope that we can determine enough courage and vigilance to do that together. Anyway, we'll see you next time. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Till then.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.